Kids Worldwide is an organization globally in 17 countries, and including the United States. We have over 300 coalitions and 300 chapters throughout the United States alone. And our mission is to educate adults and children, to create safe environments, conduct research, and advocate for safe laws in preventing injury and death from unintentional injury. Unintentional injury is the leading cause of death for children among the ages of 1 to 14. More deaths occur from unintentional injury than from cancer, heart disease, and SIDS. Fire and burns are the third leading cause of unintentional death among children ages 1 to 14. Every year, approximately 488 children 14 and under die in residential fires, and an average of 116,000 children are injured from fire burn-related incidents every year. Safe Kids Worldwide has been dedicated to trying to prevent children from being injured and killed in fires throughout the last 20 years of its history. We've historically received funding from the United States Fire Administration for these efforts. Over the past several years, we've received two tracks of funding, one programmatic dollars and the other for material development. Several years ago, we received funding from the United States Fire Administration to explore new modes of fire communication to affected populations, and we gathered information from our coalitions about their fire prevention needs for both an online survey and site visits to several communities. Our coalitions conduct community needs assessments every 3 years, so they know what is going on in their community. And through our online survey, we were able to determine that only 37% of our coalitions were satisfied with the materials that we were producing for them, and 41% of them needed materials in a language other than English. Some of the reasons that our coalitions felt they weren't reaching high-risk populations were a lack of resources, low perception of risk in the community about fire, and the presence of other community organizations already conducting fire safety efforts, like fire departments. From our coalition surveys, we chose to visit coalitions in all regions of the United States to talk about fire prevention efforts upon which they're engaging. And we also took a sample of materials that we produced, as well as other organizations engaging in fire prevention efforts, such as the National Fire Protection Association, the United States Fire Administration, and the Home Safety Council. Some of the themes that we uncovered throughout our numerous site visits were that there were an increasing language and literacy barriers in reaching at-risk families, housing conditions were a significant contributing factor to the risk of fire, and there was a lack of resources all the way around. With the latest grant from the United States Fire Administration, we were charged with developing new fire safety materials to reach these high-risk populations, including materials targeting those from which English is a second language. We brought together coalitions to coordinate and improve our outreach efforts, and we are now providing kits to our coalitions post-fire in their community when they have a fire death. We're giving them materials and grant dollars so they can provide outreach to that affected community. We also created an advisory council to aid in the development of these new materials. Our advisory council was comprised of our coalition representatives, fire service personnel, and a representative from the National Fire Protection Association with expertise in reaching hard-to-reach populations. We conducted a meeting in Washington, D.C., and reviewed current fire prevention materials out there and tried to come up with suggested improvements. One of our first tasks was defining what the high-risk population was. What we know already in injury prevention is that children from low-income families are at greatest risk for fire-related death and injury, and children living in rural areas have a dramatically higher risk of dying in a residential fire. What we also know, for our particular purpose, is that preschool children 5 and under are at greatest risk of dying in a fire in the home, and that fire prevention programming needs to include and focus on those at the greatest risk for injury and death. Safe Kids Worldwide has a working definition of what we define as high risk for all of our programs. When the possibility of unintentional injury or death is greater for an individual or a group of people than it is for the general population, that individual or group is considered to be high risk. considering factors such as the lack of education about injury prevention, unsafe environments, unsafe behaviors. Some of the barriers that were cited by our advisory council for reaching some of these hard-to-reach populations was gaining an entree into the community, whether it's language barriers, cultural norms, and a need for alliance with key members in the community, as well as community fear and mistrust of authority, especially fire service personnel, for the simple presence of their uniform. Some of the things that we had to consider as Safe Kids Worldwide was whether or not our materials were culturally sensitive to high-risk audiences, whether they were multicultural, whether they were adequate, and what high-risk groups were we not reaching that were affected by this problem. We reviewed, again, various literature out there from not only our organization, but other organizations engaging in fire prevention efforts. Years ago, this is what our home safety brochure looked like. As you can see, it's very wordy, not a lot of pictures. So 2 years ago, we made this brochure, and we decided to try to make it less wordy and have more tips. This is what we were working with and what we had to change. Our advisory group found that our materials were not obviously meeting the needs of high-risk population. They were text-heavy. There were excessive safety messages. It was unfocused. There were language barriers, and there was a lack of visual representation of children and families of various ethnicities, as well as the physical environments of high-risk neighborhoods not being reflected in any of these materials. Historically, Safe Kids Worldwide has targeted adults with safety messages, but upon the recommendation of the Advisory Council and knowing that children 5 and under were most at risk of dying in a residential fire, we wanted to create materials targeting children as well, teaching them a sense of responsibility for fire safety in their home. So we needed to focus on the children. We also needed to encourage parent-child interaction so that the parents can participate with their children in learning the fire safety messages. And we needed to change our focus and display positive fire prevention behaviors. Oftentimes we would show a picture of a child holding a match or touching a candle with the big red and the flash over it, and we wanted to change that focus and make it more positive. So in the beginning stages, this is the new brochure representing the old that I showed you a few minutes ago. It's our new format. This was focus group tested, and as a result, you'll see at the top in the middle where we call it nursery. In a focus group test in inner city Baltimore, meeting with some families there, they said, "We don't have nurseries, so please take that off. It's not applicable to us. Just call it a bedroom." So, you know, these are some of the things that we have now changed after focus group testing this brochure, and we've decided to make it double-sided English and Spanish. We developed a new fire poster. One of the recommendations of the Advisory Council was to have posters for children to use in schools for Head Start programs to have in their place of work. So we decided to create this multicultural poster. It is double-sided English and Spanish, and we also have narrowed the focus of the safety messages, those which are most important to the children and upon which the children can help take ownership and responsibility. We developed a new fire sequencing game for children that has 7 cards illustrating fire safety messages like testing the smoke alarms, changing the batteries, creating and practicing a fire escape plan. Anecdotally, we gave this game to Children's Hospital here in Washington, D.C. for a burn event that they had, and the burn nurse came up to me and said, "Every nurse and adult that played the game got it wrong, but every kid that came up to the table got all 7 right." So we were happy about that. What we've also developed are safety slips. They are not a typical 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. They're about 4 by 10. And this was created to help address the needs of multiple languages in one community. And what we've done is put them online in a Word format with the pictures so that our coalitions and the communities that they serve can go in and they can take out the English version and insert the language which is most applicable to their community. They can run it off the printer and print it, obviously, at low cost, as opposed to us printing and mailing out all of these materials in English, which aren't really applicable to the communities they serve. And we tried to make the pictures very basic in the sense of a smoke alarm is pretty universal, so everyone's going to understand that picture. And again, we tried to target the slips in particular risk areas. So how to keep kids away from fire doesn't have any mixed messages with, you know, installing a smoke alarm. That's one of the things that the advisory council recommended, that if we choose a topic area to focus on that particular area and the tips and prevention messages only about that area instead of crossing messages. We've also created a website, and all of this information is available on our website at usa.safekids.org/fire, where it can be downloaded for free and printed. And again, a lot of these are in Word format so that the coalition can go in and change the materials to suit the community upon which they serve. We're going to be conducting an evaluation on these materials in the coming months. And we will be targeting preschool children for the poster in Head Start classrooms. We're going to do pre- and post-test surveys. And we're also going to be using the parent slips as a means for evaluation. We're going to go to some of our coalitions throughout the country that are going to be changing these slips into the languages for the communities upon which they serve. What Safe Kids would like to do with this particular project is take the evaluation results and improve all of the Safe Kid Worldwide materials. That home brochure that I showed you, the latest version, is the first time that we've taken this approach and using a highly pictorial method of trying to communicate a safety message. So we will continue to use our advisory group for outreach efforts. We're going to try to focus on grandparent education, juvenile fire starters, and burn in